Did you know people like that, sometimes they wouldn't come into town more than once every 3 or 4 years?
I know. People done that all the time when I was growing up.
Is that so?
You go to town with it, like folks do now. They just do anything now.
Yeah. Well, I expect so.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. You didn't hear tell her all these things people's doing now. You didn't hear that.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have time. They'd be wicked.
Yeah.
They didn't have time. Ain't nothing for them to do now. They ain't got nothing to do now but study them. They don't have a way. They'll go somewhere and knock somebody in the head and take it.
Mm-hmm.
Go on about the business. And they like they can't find them. I don't understand that, do you?
Yeah.
A man was working with us on the bus. He didn't come that morning. You know, he look over, see over the field, and he would tell me, you know, he left the bell with me. He looked right at me. All them, you know, the truck for them making a heap of money. All them what ain't getting no check, come on, get on this truck. He looked right at me. I said, well, I'm doing so, I'm gonna get on. I said, Sam, know what I was getting a check for, I come down here. I said, I'm gonna get on that. Sam said, you mean what, but I couldn't lend it, because then he got to take her job. I said, mm-hmm. So I could stay home, couldn't I? I got chairs to sit in. I ain't got to go out that early around on the ground and stay, you get a chance to stay out there. I can stay home and sit down. That would have gone for the way. I get right on there and go right on. And that morning he didn't come. And you know when they found him, he was in a creek dead. Somebody done killed him.
Really?
And they ain't found out today.
He have his own farm?
No, you know when you go in them trucks, they had a high man to look over you to see to the work being done.
Right.
Well, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
They killed that man. And they like to don't know who done it. But his mom put out some. She could have found out. I'd have put out a little money myself.
Why did they kill him? Because?
Don't nobody know. Because he working over in Slover.
Uh-huh.
Don't nobody know. He's so pitiful. Couldn't have found out who killed that man.
A preacher that wasn't really trained, who wasn't a man trained, he didn't have a regular pulpit, he'd preach Sunday here and Sunday there. They say he was a what kind of preacher? Makes his living doing something else, but he's a
banager. That's what we call him. When they just preach. You know, anywhere some of the preachers are living preach.
Yeah.
That's a banager preacher. But you know how come he do that?
Huh.
He be done something the conference don't like.
Yeah.
So my daddy said, so he beat undone something. Just like he said, that man went over that money or something. I didn't give up all the money or something. That's what my daddy told me.
Yeah.
Because I know the good preacher used to come down there to Green Chapel on Mr. Will place. He had a church down there, you know, for the colorful Green Chapel.
Uh-huh.
And they moved him away from there, and he just vanished. And sometimes he'd come back and, you know, come around and tell the people he gonna preach that night, and Papa said he had done so.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they didn't keep him in the conference.
Yeah.
He just, they called him a vanity. And then sometimes when they get too old, they call him that too. But he wasn't an old man. But he sure could preach.
Yeah.
And he had gone build them folks a church and got that money and live.
Yeah. Mm.
Frank member that church. And George too.
Well, Frank used to be, but he left and come into town now. I don't think he goes out there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he do.
Hmm.
Yeah, he go out there. Because I talk with him all the time. I know him.